Thank you, Father, for allowing us to have this opportunity to come and talk to you. And to you, my brothers and sisters, we are very thankful to allow us to come and address this concern that we have. My wife, I'm Albert Otiesi, you've been introduced by Father, and my wife, Marcelina Oti, saw it fitting that we needed to start a non-profit organization here in Denver to serve the catechists, our brothers and sisters we left behind. We were formerly from Uganda. And if some of you will recall, we left the country because of Idi Amin. And now we are living in Denver, but our hearts are still back in Gulu, where we grew up. Now, the Archdiocese of Gulu is in collaboration with the Archdiocese of Denver. So when we formed this non-profit organization, we asked them to give us an opportunity so that we can support the catechists who are lay people in northern Uganda. They assist the priest, especially on Sundays, in far rural places where priests cannot reach. And they serve the gospel to the people. So our mission, if I may say, is to build the capacity of evangelization in Gulu, northern Uganda, to assist the lay people, the catechists, so that they can serve their family. Now, catechists are lay people who spend most of their days or most of their time serving the church, and they are paid very meager allowance for the service they provide. And because of that, they are unable to support themselves to send their children to school. And because of that, we decided to form this organization to assist them. And we have been assisting them since 2004, collaborating with the lay catechists in Gulu. But our focus at that time was to pay tuition for their children. Now, as time went on, we found out that it would have been appropriate if we taught them to generate income through some projects which they themselves determined. And we are, at the moment, assisting them with those projects that they need to undertake and generate income so that they are able to sending their children to school. We have already supported about a little over 50 children of their children to school, but this is not enough. So today we are here to see if it is possible for you to help us assist these lay people in northern Uganda. My wife, Marcelina Oti, and the secretary, Margaret Wright, will be traveling to Uganda this summer. And whatever fund you can avail to us, they will go with this to assist them with the project that they have identified. And these projects are mainly to start a little farm produce, sell the produce that they have harvested, and not only that, water project that is necessary in the village so that at least they can have good health. And because of this, we are requesting that if you could assist us with whatever you can avail, as the Father said, that will be necessary, that will be very appreciated. We will be available at the end of the mass to assist, to answer any questions that you may have. My wife and I are now living in Denver, but even if we are living in Denver, we still have those people close to our heart. We want to assist them. And with that, I really appreciate and thank you so much for this opportunity. Thank you, Father.